One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
Summer is nigh. Summer is judgment time. The end of overlooking their iniquities, their sins. He says it's over. Summer is nigh. Did you see that? I'm going by first flight, I'm telling you. First flight. When that trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Stay tuned.
Immediately after the tribulation, he tells you Revelation chapter 19 will take place. I'll see if I can get there with you. But let's read. Look at more. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So nobody will need to tell you where Jesus is. He says everybody will see him. As he comes out of heaven, everybody will see him. And those of us who left 7 years earlier, we were caught up, taken away from this world, we'll be coming with him. Look at verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Who are those is gathering? All the Jews that were scattered all over the place, all over the world. Now they will gather them. The rest of us are coming with him. All those who believed in Jesus Christ were coming with him. Glory to God. That's amazing. And all those also who were taken, who were raptured during the tribulation. Why? Because the many who will be raptured during the tribulation, the Bible tells us, during that period, you see them in heaven. So we're all coming. They'll all arrive for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's recorded in Revelation chapter 19. You read from verse 7 to verse 10. Beautiful, beautiful, what's going to happen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a party in heaven. Can you imagine? Papa God will throw a party in heaven. I'm surely going to be there. I can't miss that for anything. I'm going by first flight, I'm telling you. First flight. When that trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Preparing you. Glory to God. All right, look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Aha. I needed to bring you to this place. It's too important. Can you see it? It says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Listen, and don't ever forget this. He says, learn a parable of the fig tree. He didn't say learn about the fig tree. He said, learn a parable of the fig tree. Number one, it's a parable. Number two, it's about the fig tree. It's a parable of the fig tree. So don't forget it. Then he says, when his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. He's saying that this is a parable. When the fig tree puts forth, when its branch is yet tender. Now, the word that's translated branch here actually refers to a broken off branch that is ready for regrafting. That is very significant. He's not just talking about a branch, but a branch that seemed to be broken off and ready for grafting. You read in Romans chapter 11, you find Paul alluding to this. Okay, go back to that scripture. Go back to it. He says, learn the parable of the fig tree when its branch is yet tender. Tender is still fragile. It's tender. It's young. Like a branch that's full of sap. He says, you know that summer is nigh. He says, it's a parable. Summer is nigh. What's he talking about? I'll show it to you. Look at the next verse. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near. What is near? He says, even at the doors. What is near? Summer. He says, know that summer is near. Summer in the parable. What is this? Immediately, go to the book of Amos chapter 8. I want to show you. From verse 1. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. Go on, next verse. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Now, that King James translation there, which says, I will not again pass by them anymore. What it means is, I will no longer pass over their transgressions. In other words, I have overlooked their iniquities for long, but now I will no longer overlook it. In other words, the end has come. It's time for judgment. So he's saying, summer is nigh. Summer is nigh.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.